Podcast Facebook. Thank you for joining us for another hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a packed house tonight.
Let me go turn up the AC.
It's boys versus girls, apparently, tonight on the show right here on the Nerdwatch Podcast. Hour two of the program. Let me introduce my my peeps, as they say. To my right is the gaming guru himself, a format.
Whatever that was. Yeah, don't ever do that again.
Also joining us is my cinema soulmate and the professor of cinema. He is Professor Barry. Also joining us, and he has also moved seats. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the cinnamon scallop. It is A-Rod in the house, the man with one A in his name.
A in his name, he's a freak.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm not into it. No.
Make sure you hold the bottom of that thing just in case.
Is it going in and out?
Yeah, a little bit, but there you're good. Also joining us tonight, he is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man who is store is between the sheiks with Dr. Daddy Leaks. Mm, he's in the house
Daddy.
Tonight as well.
My name's a leak.
So, ladies and gentlemen, also the ladies at the table tonight. Professor Bear is going to be doing a very special introduction.
Very special.
I will be. I'll be doing the.
Can't wait.
The non-special introductions, I guess.
Hey, where's Sean Mohan?
Mm-hmm. Hi, baby.
Yeah, where is he?
Where is he? You said hi to him like he's here. Where is
he? Yeah, where the heck is he?
Is he hiding?
No, he's actually watching Pania this evening. Uncle Sean is babysitting.
Are you serious?
So that the ladies could be here. Yeah.
Oh.
Good man. Good
ladies
man.
And gentlemen.
You trust him to lunge around your daughter?
joining us to my far left, she is Silent Sean's better half. Ladies and gentlemen, get up for Erin. She's in the house tonight as well. Also, someone who's here that is the better half of one of the cast members.
Way better.
Of the cast members of
Can
the Nerdwatch
podcast. Can we get this
podcast.
Half from now on?
She is the hot Bernardi.
She's the Bernardi you meet at Comic-Cons on Maui.
Yeah.
She's not the actual artist, but she does sell those books quite
yeah,
well.
Yeah, when Todd's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, don't you do the lettering, too?
I do.
Yeah. Ladies, she's been on the show before. Ladies and gentlemen, give
Todd
it up for her.
Todd doesn't actually go to cons.
Nadia! She's here tonight as well. Nadia's here. Nadia Bernardi is in the house tonight. And I'm sure that Todd is going to be very excited about that.
He's sleeping.
Is he?
It's like 2 a.m. in New Mexico.
Is he in New Mexico?
He's in New Mexico.
Is he visiting his folks?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I bet his mommy's buying him comics.
Man.
Oh, that's all. Oh man!
Yeah, right.
Just take him down a peg. Just like
he's
my.
Not here. Why not?
I know, right?
That's envy, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I know. I wish my mommy.
I wish my mom was buying comics.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. Yeah. I'm going to throw it over to Professor Barry because tonight he has someone very special to introduce. She is to my left, and she's wearing the salmon top. I think
coral.
Salmon, yes, coral, absolutely.
Yeah, you know my colors. I have no idea.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, there are matte artists, there are Foley artists, and then there are stereo compositors. We have with us Shay LaPierre, who has worked with such artists as Michael Bay, Robert Zemeckis, the Wachowski siblings, Sam Raimi, and Zack Snyder. You know her work from films ranging as Passengers, Ghostbusters, Goosebumps, The Walk, the remake of Poltergeist, Jupiter Ascending, Man of Steel, and her first credited work, which is the 1989 The Little Mermaid. It is a pleasure to have you with us.
What?
Wow.
That is astonishing.
Are you effing kidding me?
Isn't that amazing? That's the first thing on our IMDb page.
Wait, hang on. Okay.
What did you do?
Okay, so here's my question. My question is that
you what... You touched the magic thing.
What?
Shay LaPierre, everyone.
Nuts.
Shay LaPierre is on the show tonight,
That's
ladies
amazing.
And gentlemen. I guess my only question is what Ghostbusters is on your resume?
The chick one.
Ugh.
With the girl.
The best one, right?
Oh, gosh.
The girl busters.
All right. You know, the good one.
All right.
You
know, well,
the one you love.
Secretary.
Luckily, okay. You're lucky that Jupiter settings on there would not give you a break. So.
Classic.
That's classic Wachowski. I actually like that.
So, wait. Did you work at what other Wachowski films? Was it just that one? Or did you work on Speed Racer?
Not a Speed Racer.
I love Speed Racer. It's so good.
Not.
All right, Shay. So since you are our guest of honor, thank you for joining us, number one. We certainly do appreciate it.
You're not worthy.
Yeah.
Serious.
Can you explain to us what exactly that you do?
Oh, okay. Everybody hold your hand out in front of you, audience.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Close one of your eyes.
Okay.
You see what
is shown, and then open that eye and mm-hmm. then close the other.
Okay.
And switch back and forth.
Uh huh.
And you see that space in between
yeah.
your hands?
Yeah, yeah.
Background?
Yeah.
I make that up.
Do you draw it?
Yeah! That's so awesome!
What a fun way of explaining it, too.
That's so freaking awesome!
Wow. That's so charming.
Thank you.
So, I put 2D movies in.
Put that right on your... There you go.
Yeah, sorry.
There you go.
I talk with my hands. Here, okay. You just hold this. Okay, you put 2D... I put 2D movies mm-hmm. into 3D. So it's really
that is
boring.
So cool.
It's one of the last steps, even after coloration and editing.
You're a 3D converter?
Yes.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So do you work with like 3D Stereo? Is that the name of the company?
Yes. Legend 3D
Legend
was
3D.
The company that I worked with. It's
nice.
Now called Legend. It does regular visual effects and VR.
And nice. Nice. What brought you to that tremendously exciting field?
1 a.m. drawing at Starbucks on old newspapers.
No.
How did you end up here? Holy crap.
This is a real rag to riches story.
No, local girl. I'm born and raised here.
Maui.
Yeah, Maui.
What part of Maui are you from?
Kihei.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
South side. Boo.
Right? But I've always been a nerd, and I wanted to get into something else, and I really played World of Warcraft way too much. And I was like, yeah.
There's no such thing as too much.
Wow. Really fun.
Wait. Are you married yet?
Yeah.
Yes. Shout out to Peter.
I stopped playing video games for him, though.
Oh.
What a scrub.
That's not true. That's not true. You stopped playing video games as much.
Oh.
As much.
All right, fine.
Right? Because he's really bad, and I don't... You know, you can't beat them all the time. Save their pride.
My God.
All right. Listen.
You're good company.
Just because this is a Nerd Watch... What tunes were you rolling when you were playing WoW?
Daniel Cummings. It's been a long time, but it's my name was Rogue Healer, mm-hmm. and I was an undead priest.
What?
What a whore!
You're a undead horde. Yes, we're all horde at this table.
Yeah,
the two of us that played.
It's because we're not 12.
That's right.
I mean, otherwise, our parents would be, why is that so scary?
Wow, no. You were a priest, too. That's not the easiest class to be rolling, either.
No, I was really awesome. I don't want to...
You're really awesome.
I was really awesome. You know, I didn't have the best things, but I sacrificed a lot for my people.
Wow. So,
that's all.
Unbelievable. And I should say, where'd you max level for your priest?
70, but that was because I stopped after that expansion.
Wow.
I had a breakup.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, is this the one?
That's good.
Just closer.
Just closer. That's all. It doesn't matter. Just at least be closer.
I quit cold turkey.
You did.
Cold turkey.
How'd that go?
It was weird because I was outside more. It was okay. It was fine.
But that's when you started drawing, you know.
Real life is okay.
Right? Right.
Lisa Kawaguchi's asking, is it legal for you to be that awesome?
Yes.
You're probably... All right, so just because I want to know... We'll know more about your background in Hollywood here in a second. But secondly, how did you meet that loser? I mean, your husband.
I stopped him.
That's half true.
It is totally true. Okay, so me and Erin mm-hmm. were, you know, we are acquaintances. I knew her. Mm-hmm. She knew me through friends.
Oh, cool.
And then she was trying to wave to this guy outside this window. And I was like, oh, my God, you know him? And it was her boss. So we became best friends.
Oh!
For like 15 other reasons. Oh. We actually were friends before that.
Yeah.
That's
and
fair.
I'm sorry to all of the WoW players
the
in the
reason.
World. I'm sorry to all the WoW players, but I did force Shay to go outside slightly before the breakup.
Wow.
I would like to credit myself to the breakup and the marriage, but...
See, she's a doer.
I don't think my heart has, like... And then shattered all at once.
That's true. That's so true.
Huh.
Dang, come on.
I didn't know what that felt like. Until
now.
Thanks, Erin.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
That'd be the ER. Yeah.
Not
Aaron.
Not her fault.
Oh, no. Aaron is the
Not that we not that we couldn't have met her first or anything. She's a WoW player, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I didn't go outside.
You guys can go away.
So anyway, how did that go? You guys, apparently you guys hit it off.
Yeah. Yes. And then, I followed him up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just at her work.
And at my house.
And at her house.
Okay. So you stalked him, got it.
And yeah.
She kind of set us up, and it was nice. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And then, you know, he's bad at video
when,
games.
Okay, that got that. But when did
aren't
you...
they always?
When did you decide... See, the more important question for me is, when did you decide that this was the man that you were going to give up video games for?
It was the cardboard card.
Oh.
It was the cardboard card.
No.
It was... It was. That's when you said you were in love with him.
Yeah.
Peter, if you're listening, it was the cardboard card.
Is he listening?
All right, well, I don't know
probably
if you're listening
to the cardboard card.
Shay was very sick.
What is this?
And Peter made her a get well. Wait, it was a get well card?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a get well card.
Wow.
Out of cardboard at work in the back, using packing tape, used cardboard, yep. And like cut out some magazine stuff
I
and wrote.
To be creative.
Out of rubbish.
Out of rubbish.
it was like recycled because
that's awesome.
Peter is incredibly.
That really is like women are weird because they'll. You know, you go out of your way and you like get all this and they're like, whatever, I've seen it before, and then you do something like weird like. Build a rubbish cart.
Well,
there,
she wanted him to
there.
Be creative. We would spend hours.
I didn't want him to buy anything.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. And it was the card. It was the cardboard card.
Yeah, he made it. Took some time.
Cardboard.
It was cute.
It's very cute.
Wow. All right, format. Okay.
Jeez, Louise.
So you take so for everyone so for everyone listening, you just take some of those free comics from Maui Comics and Collectibles over here, and then you cut
make
out
a ransom notes.
Make
yeah,
cut out
like
some pictures
social.
And make a card that looks slightly like a ransom note, and then hand it off to the person of your affection.
Yeah, and, just
and the next
the
thing you know, you're
them.
Married.
Just,
no, genuine.
On Halloween, married
genuine.
On Halloween.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm getting out of this story is that in order for you to find your true love, you have to give up what you love. So that's what I'm getting at.
Change yourself and then you'll find love.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes awesome sense, right?
That's the plot of She's All That.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Did you work on that movie?
No.
No.
Is that what this whole thing's going to be?
It is.
Did you do this?
Did you do this?
You did
no.
this.
No. You were wondering this, right? What we were going to be talking about.
What did you
I'm
do?
Young.
Did
I'm
you
young.
Do the 3D conversion of Jesus?
So wait.
No.
Yeah, it's good.
No.
The 1989 Little Mermaid is on your... What year were you born if you...
No. It was a remake and a re-release of the
Oh, okay.
Right, because
okay.
At one point Disney was re-releasing.
Yeah, there was
the
a re-release. I remember it came back to the theaters. Yeah. I remember that.
Okay, so now that you're, you know, now that you've hooked up with Peter... let's talk about how you got into the 3D business.
Oh, well, I first wanted to get into video games. I wanted to do that, but when I
like
was
be a designer, like a
yeah, dude,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
She's amazing.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I would have loved to get into like lighting and visual effects within video games.
That'd been sick,
especially since it's developing so quickly. Oh, I'm so sorry.
She talks with her hands. Fine. It's gotcha.
But then I got into kind of compositing, and that was, you know, not too bad. I was really into rigging, but it seemed really boring to other people. So
where'd you go
like,
to school?
I went to Full Sail University.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
Florida.
Where they shoot NXT wrestling. It's awesome.
Woo.
Anyway, I love that stuff. Sorry. Kind of a dork. Do you like wrestling too?
My dad's really into it.
Oh.
But
that
then
means no.
My dad's
really into it.
So in other words,
yeah. Now I know what you feel like, format. I got it.
He was really into it until UFC came out, and then he was very into that. And he's been, you know, plus 15 years in jiu-jitsu now, and he's like a spry young guy.
And for anyone listening, Shay also took a year of jiu-jitsu.
Wow. Jiu-jitsu,
two years.
Young.
Two
like
years.
It's really. Ugh. It's good exercise.
So you got all of your training.
Yeah, you stopped, and that's
why I'm fat and
you
old
look
now.
Like that.
So I look like this.
You got all your training from.
So I look like a hobo.
Full
in my
Sail
own store.
University.
Yep.
What made you decide to? How did you break into the business? Were you knocking on doors to be, or were you going
oh,
to the
no.
business? What were you doing?
She walked in and she's like, "I'm hot. I'm Asian.
I'm here,
no,
that's not a thing."
Oh, excuse me. In Hollywood, that is so a thing. Sorry.
No, that's not a thing. I had some really great friends from Full Sail, and they're like, we just applied here.
you should apply too. Let's all work together. So I got the job and they didn't. And then,
because she's a hot Asian. She's a hot Asian and those were dudes.
It was so sad.
Those were dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Both of them? Dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they picked the hot Asian.
Nice. That's crazy. So what is it? What does your daily life look like working on the movies?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it depends on where we are in the project.
Mm-hmm.
Our company was normally 10-hour days.
10-hour days. Yeah. Good Lord.
So the last position I was in,
mm-hmm.
I was a lead of a team, and mm-hmm. there was only like 15, 17 people on my team.
Only.
You
mm-hmm. only...
I was only are in
above
charge.
15 other people.
But when you but when you but when you look at it like in the credits, it makes more sense. Like it was only a team of 15, so that her team, her small team, had to create something that generally a much
correct.
Larger team right. is creating. Right, right, right. And Shay was in charge.
Yeah. What I was in charge of mostly was keeping people on track and then doing my own shots on top of that. But it was kind of easier for me to tell people what to do.
It's always easy.
Because they just listen to what I said. I think
those fools.
The percentage of women to men in this industry was like 8% women.
Wow.
So I was a queen bee and it was amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. So,
but
yeah,
it took
I just
the joy
like,
out of it.
It did. It did.
It sucked the joy out of the job.
I liked
because you wanted to boss women around.
Lead.
Like so everybody else.
So essentially, for every movie, you're essentially just you're essentially making the 3D effects for the movies.
Exactly.
So is it okay? This is a supremely nerdy question. Is there a different conversion for passive 3D as opposed to active 3D? As far as that goes?
Not as far as we go. I mean, we only worked on so many projects at Legend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was always active.
It was always active. Okay. So were you, I mean, you're bringing up, so you didn't have a chance to work on Avatar, which kind of revolutionized the 3D space, or did you?
It was really cool. And we have worked on CG assets before, which come to you in like a 3D space where
nice.
You don't have to convert it at all.
Wow, nice.
Am I allowed to swear?
No.
Well, no, you weren't, but I'll cut it out. That's 1724. So, anyway, moving on.
Okay, good.
That was a swear in case you guys hear
like
a beep.
Lollipop all. But it's still these assets going into the 3D world. Sometimes we get these 3D packages from the studio, and they don't know how we are supposed to layer
right,
things.
Right,
right,
right.
So we'd have to kind of fudge their work because they got, like, layers with, like, outlines. And I was like, you might as well just send us nothing.
Right.
Just 2D plate, and we'll just make up the rest.
Right.
But they were trying, so.
Now.
It was okay.
It's interesting that 3D is at this precipice. I know it's going to bore some people, but I like, because I'm a 3D guy when it comes to at home. I love 3D
really?
At home.
You have a 3D TV at home,
using
too.
3D at home.
Yeah. My phone, amazing. My television. I enjoy watching 3D at home on the big screen at
right.
home as opposed to on the big screen at the theater.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm completely
okay.
the opposite. What do you think, once again, a super nerdy question, what do you think is leading to the, once again, because it's not the first time, mm-hmm. what's leading to the demise of 3D being a popular
I think it's the cost.
Way to watch? Is it the cost?
I think it's the cost that it weighs on the studio themselves, and it weighs on the customers.
Right.
Really?
Cause I want to pay an extra $5 in classes.
It's it's about
how much
more,
$4.
It's about $4, yeah.
But it does take so many people to create a movie in 3D, and a good movie.
Right.
Like,
but
well
every
done,
movie
like,
now is 3D. It's
wait a minute.
Weird.
Ghostbusters, like, was that in 3D?
Yeah, that was in 3D.
Was it?
It was.
Was the best Ghostbusters in 3D?
The best one?
No, it never was.
No, but the lady Ghostbusters
yeah.
totally was. But it was obnoxiously in 3D.
Not
obnoxiously.
Know
that was a bad word. It was it was like excitingly in 3D.
So,
you know, the things that you would expect out of like a 3D comic and you
as someone who works with this and judges like how movies translate into 3D Like, is there a certain movie that did 3D really well that you would recommend?
The Walk. Have you ever seen that in 3D?
Yeah.
And she worked on it.
It was terrifying. Oh, my God.
It's in her repertoire.
Oh, the Walk.
The Walk is with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and it's about the Frenchman who did the tightrope across
the
Twin Towers.
That movie was made for 3D. Like, we had this one. We were halfway through the
movie. I am not a fan of 3D, so it's good to know this kind of thing.
We had this kind of showing just for our people. Like, we have a giant theater in our studio, and we went in groups and we watched this one segment where he's actually walking on the wire, and it got us all excited about the movie all over again. Like, it was like he would look down and it would be so 3D that you got like nervous.
Vertigo.
You were like, oh my God, and you like had to hold on to something. It was amazing. It got your heart pumping like that. If any 3D movie, The Walk.
But now it's you can only do that in theaters now. There's no way to go after the fact and see a 3D movie anymore, right?
It's hard because the last thing that wowed me in 3D, and it didn't even wow me, was I thought Avatar was great. I thought The Walk was excellent. No doubt. But yeah, I nothing in the theaters wowed me. But when I went home, though, there were movies that I would watch that were in 3D that were just phenomenal. Like, I thought Star Trek Into Darkness was great in 3D at home. So I don't know.
Wait, do you have a 3D TV?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah,
he likes to lord it over us.
I've never heard him bring it up before. I figured he'd brag more.
But
movie night. What's going on?
Yeah. Seriously.
You
might actually make some friends.
I have a desktop. I'm watching.
Do you own a 3D TV?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I kind of left that behind because I wanted Paradise instead.
Oh.
Yeah. I was in LA. It was hardcore.
So are you still working, or are you officially kind of retired from this?
I'm retired right now.
Okay.
But you never really forget. And then there's always like freelance jobs for just regular compositing.
So if anyone from the Maui studio or union are listening, she's available for work.
No pressure.
Yes. Brian Cohn.
Brian Cohn in 3D.
Hey, Brian, let me know.
Yeah. In 3D.
Yeah. Or as Alyssa would say,
Augie, just getting in your face.
When the spirit goes through the statehood.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, are you in a position
3D Haka, I'm into it.
In a position where... I mean, as a film geek, how cool was it that these top secret films like Man of Steel and Passengers would come your way, and you'd be the first one to see some of these frames, some of these images, these films that we wouldn't be seeing for months?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the code names.
It was big-time spoilers.
Ooh. But that's cool, though, right?
So was that kind of a bummer?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's all stoked for, like, Batman v Superman. It's going to be incredible. You're like...
I don't remember any of the code names.
But
they're out of my head.
Every project that she had outside of her office had to have a code name.
You can't, like, talk about it except the code name via email, everything. Everything was a closed network, so it wasn't...
So, like, you'd be like, I'm going to work on Lucy today, and... Mm-hmm. Make Hugh Jackman pop on Lucy.
No, it was more like was it Poltergeist that was Particle? What was it?
Oh,
yeah. So it was more like I would be like, oh, like, what's your project that you're on right now? And she's like, well, we're calling it Particle, and it's like, it's out. It's like a different dimension, and it's different, but we're calling it Particle. And I'm like, okay, so.
So, you know, for a closed network, your friends certainly sure do know a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So do you when you look at your resume of movies that you worked on, The Walk is your favorite?
Yes. The Walk is my favorite. Big
it's
time.
So effective.
It's such a good reason to have 3D.
All right.
Did you actually get to work with Zemeckis?
Like, no.
Did you actually get to work with Zemeckis?
No.
Did he ever offer any notes, rather?
Right.
Not directly. There are many layers to our studio.
Of course.
In fact, at the moment, we had, I don't know, there were 300 stereoscopic compositors and like 100 depth artists. Oh,
nice.
Sorry.
It's fine. You're good. You're good.
Thank you.
You're good.
I've had some whiskey. Yeah. Oh, I'm an adult. And we had like a bunch of teams and like IT and like everything that ran things smoothly. And then they're like the professionals would talk to
you know, the other professionals. Because otherwise, we would geek out.
The guy would go,
we would absolutely. Zack Snyder came by and, like, congratulated all of us. And we were like, good. You should, like, even if we don't like Zack Snyder, he was just like, yay, good job on that.
In her new life, she met her idol.
Who? You don't even remember, do you?
It's Eli Roth.
Really? What's wrong with that? That's cool. Eli Roth is the man of the
year.
Don't tag him
in anything. Or something.
No. Oh, Seth Rogen was in our studio one time.
Uh-huh.
Like,
nice.
Oh my gosh, he was so excited.
Does he laugh like that in real life?
Oh, super. Big time. Super. Wow. He was very, like, business, though. And he didn't talk to anyone.
Was it for Green Hornet, or why was he there?
No, we did do Green Hornet, though. The company, I didn't work on it.
It was Hilarity for Charity on Netflix.
Oh. No.
That was awesome. Justin Roiland's cartoon in that? Oh, my God. I was, like, dying. Me and Format were, like, in tears.
Can't believe they got away with this. Yeah.
Shay did that stereo composite.
No.
Did the cartoon poop? That was great.
No.
Up close poop, that was all Shay.
He was looking into the building that we were in to, like, purchase it so that we'd be moving on to our other building.
So he's a jerk.
Yeah. But our parking lot smelled for a little while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
All right.
She felt like she was home.
So now you said the best film you worked on was The Walk. My question is, what's the worst film you worked on?
Oh, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Mm-hmm.
Nobody shall we guess?
Just say Ghostbusters 2016.
Okay, it was Ben-Hur.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the recent one, yeah.
Okay, no, this movie my team almost exclusively worked on, and it took us, like, no problem. Because it was all shaky hand camera, and it was like, no one can stop on this frame. So it was just like, paint, done.
Wow.
Next frame. Paint. Done. Next frame.
Wow.
No, it was so easy.
Wow.
Was this a major release?
Yeah, there's more than three.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a big, expensive movie.
Camera work was that bad?
It was so bad. What is it?
Really?
It was so bad. I mean, it was extreme.
So, wait a minute. So, Ben-Hur is the movie based on the book by, I can't remember his name.
I can't remember either.
No, it was a remake of the Charlton
Heston movie.
It was a remake of something, right?
Yeah. Of the original silent film, Ben-Hur. Hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
It was
Ben-Hur
released.
Was a silent film?
Yeah. Yeah, Ben-Hur was a silent movie.
It's been around for.
Anyway, I am.
Spartacus.
I'm very.
You're not supposed to talk.
I'm
surprised
it's pretty,
by the company I keep.
It's pretty surprising that Aaron has such cool friends.
Yeah, we're all shocked.
Oh,
no.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm super cool.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey.
Anyway, so yeah. Do you feel like you miss it ever since you came back?
I do miss it a little. I hope my husband's not watching.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I do miss it because it was fun. It was exciting. It paid really well. But I don't miss working 80 plus hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that was tough.
Okay. Question from a business standpoint. Was this a money making endeavor? Is it pretty good Skrilla, as the kids say?
Like, if you wanted to do it for fun?
No, do it for realsies.
She just do said, it for like, realsies. It paid really well.
It did pay really well.
Nice.
You need to pay attention.
Oh,
to the
sorry.
The industry is really stressful.
Right
though, like the deadlines are incredible.
Yeah, anything with a deadline.
But it would be almost like. Personal records that you're trying to match every time. You know, you're like, oh, we've never done this before. Let's see if we can. But seriously, let's do it.
Wow.
Like every time.
Wow.
It was pretty strange.
All right. So now, thank you for gracing us with your presence on the show. We certainly do appreciate it. But now, since you're back home, what brings you back here?
Paradise.
Is that what it is?
It is. It's the slow pace. I'm not a big city girl.
And her favorite brother, Jesse.
Jesse.
Don't say that on film. I love all my brothers the same.
Wow. But wait a minute. Okay, now it is a slow life for you. What is preventing you from going back to say wow?
Oh.
That's an excellent question.
She doesn't.
What's preventing her is that she currently doesn't have Wi-Fi at home.
I don't.
So
come
she.
To my house.
Is,
I do everything on my
Bam.
Phone.
Come home. Solved.
Come to Haiku.
Wow.
You're good.
You got excellent. Haiku's got that raging Wi-Fi.
Haiku's known for.
It's all there.
Strong Wi-Fi signal.
The extra. Because yeah. I got to be on my Wi-Fi. Okay. All around.
The job that Nadia has that pays the Bernardi printing is
all
requires
around.
Wi-Fi.
You can send the gold, you know, the banana tree, wherever you need to be.
Nice. Let's now let's check in with Mrs. Bernardi.
And her awesome Wi-Fi.
And her awesome Wi-Fi in Haiku, even. What's it like being the wife of such an amazing independent comic book artist like Todd Bernardi?
It's amazing, let me tell you.
Is it amazing?
I live vicariously because I want to travel so much, and he's just, you know, jet setting.
He's
Denver.
A jet setter.
He like just drops Panini in your lap.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, we want
to
go.
Going to Mexico.
We want
to
go.
Listen, baby, I'm going to Denver. I'm out.
Preschool apparently requires, you know, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think
Go
so.
Figure.
Maybe Tuesday through Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Tuesday through Wednesday.
Wow. Todd, if you're listening, she's not going tomorrow.
Beach day, I think, is
whiskey.
Calling.
Whiskey.
Beach day.
Beach day.
So yeah. Do you enjoy your, I mean...
What are you still doing here?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you...
Sorry, Greg.
It's fine. Do you enjoy your time? It's great when you're married, but you have time apart, which is great. Do you take advantage of the time that you guys are away from each other? I mean, obviously tonight, because you're all here.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I know. Loaded question.
It's kind of a loaded question.
In a sense, I mean, it's nice to have a little, you know, time to yourself, but it's also I miss him, and mm-hmm. Pania misses him a lot.
You miss Todd?
Do you use this free time to letter Kukui Project?
I do all day. I woke up at 6 a.m.
Have you been lettering his book while he's been gone?
You don't even know.
Todd, you jerk.
The stress of the lettering all day.
You're right, though. I do miss the feel of his beard against my cheek.
I know.
For sure.
It's hard to know what to say. You know?
How many years have you been married now?
Ooh. What year is it?
18.
It's fine,
right?
So we've been together since
2004. We've been together since 2004.
Wow.
When did you get married,
2012.
Though?
2012.
Oh, 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Todd. Answer the question, Todd.
6 years.
Todd's in the chat.
Well, Todd Bernardi. Yeah. Todd Bernardi's in the chat.
Oh, hi, Pania.
Hi, Pania.
I love you.
Wow.
The camera's over there.
Oh, hi.
She picks up the laptop.
Yeah, so, Todd, we got hot Bernardi in here. So what you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, how about next time you just stay home and watch Pania?
It's pretty awesome.
She's much more interesting.
Yeah.
It's true. A lot less loathsome. I don't know.
It's true.
So are you leaving soon?
I am. I Sean and I actually fly out tomorrow. We're going to do a stopover in Seattle.
Four?
We're going to the MoPoA Marvel event. At Museum of Pop Culture.
Wow.
So we're doing...
Can we get some live
Sean, absolutely.
Facebooking?
Me, Sean, and Gannon are all going to that. I bought us all tickets.
Ganny,
yeah. Sean and Gannon are going to be on a date, and I guess I'm going to be by myself on the red carpet.
Well...
Yeah. Life is hard. Life is hard.
So there's a... I don't know where I heard it from, but there's a nasty rumor that you might be taking Sean away from us. Is that right?
No. Oh, okay. He's just coming with me for 2 weeks, and then...
He'll lunge
his way back here.
Nice.
Has been working on an excellent handful of shots that he requested for his lunch calendar. We'll be releasing in 2019.
Are they all taken from down here, I hope?
Preferably through the Nerdwatch Patreon.
Yes!
You guys want to make some money, we're finally ready to jump on board.
Yeah. We can lunge through 2019 in
2019
style.
Through lunges.
So nice. So now let's get into some little more fun stuff. What exactly do Maui girls do for fun on a Tuesday evening other than come to the Nerdwatch podcast?
Well, Nadia and I started at around 1.
Day drinking.
And that's why we decided this was a great idea. And I had brought it up to Shay a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. Just to expand horizons a little bit, because you guys are sad but true right up her alley for her nerd culture. So nice. It's a little bit of family I know that she's been missing. So I thought that this would be a good introduction into the Nerd Watch, and Shay would be a little more.
Well, I bet
I'm not nerdy. I
appreciate you bringing your friends before leaving.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
This should have been a long time.
What's up, man?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, this should have happened a long
time
ago.
Life gets busy, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how I think this really started is you guys were day drinking, and I know, Aaron, she hates G with a passion. She was just like stewing on something dumb that she said.
No, that's
and
not
she's
even
just
true.
Like, I'm gonna.
I brought this up to Shay like 2 days ago. I said, hey, how would you feel about going to the Nerd Watch? You have credentials. You'd be the only credential person in the room. And then you're right. I was like, G's gonna hate it because you're cool.
And a woman.
And credentialed. Yeah. And you have a vagina.
And hot.
Yeah.
Super hot.
It's true.
She's a hot Asian.
Did you put that out? She said vagina. Know.
Vagina.
She
said
vagina. Can we say that?
Yeah, we can.
I'll make sure that.
Vagina.
Don't edit it out.
It's fine. No,
it's not fun if you're allowed to say
we're
it.
Live.
Prior to that, I had saw Professor Barry at Target, and I was like, I would really like to come by and say bye before I leave.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, thanks for coming.
And I just thought it would be nice, and you know.
Yeah. So far, you're my favorite.
Wow.
Immediately.
Immediately. This happened before the introduction. Yeah,
I was
to
standing outside. I was like, him.
The only guy that sounds like he's
it's
smart.
It's because Shay identifies with the banana, yellow on the outside, white on the inside. She's like, Professor Barry is the closest to my internal soul that I could possibly get. Yellow.
If your husband looks anything like Professor Barry, I'm going to be pissed. Okay. Anyway.
Let's not go there.
Who is equally as bad at video
now
games.
We have to see a picture of your husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we see a picture?
Yes.
No.
Sure,
yes.
A handsome guy.
No, we don't do that.
Anyway, we don't have to do it here.
He's very...
Todd Bernardi has chimed in the chat. And,
he's
Todd,
exciting here.
Todd Bernardi said they're going on... him and his wife are going on 6 years, apparently. Feels like 60, Todd.
That
That's messed up, man.
Really? But in a good way, right?
Like, I live forever now?
Yeah.
Todd also says that my wife is the most interesting thing about me. So that's nice. Cool.
That's true.
Nice. Yeah.
Definitely.
So. I'd like to roll over the next fact and introduce that. The other night we did realize that Shay's new haircut is the same haircut that Sean was rocking in 1991.
I'm also starting to regrow it, too.
You are, yeah. I'm
like a natural side
shack.
Part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You're a trendsetter.
Really?
There you go.
Usually I got beat up for said trendsetter.
Yeah, you're good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now that you're here, are you here for the long haul? You're only here for a temporary few years, or
me?
What's it do?
You know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I kind of have this dream that I just want to like leave society and live in a boat, but that's probably not realistic.
Right?
That sounds totally realistic to me.
That's Hollywood.
No,
that's totally realistic.
It's totally
real. Yeah, right, make it happen. Cool.
There's people in Lahaina who do that.
Exactly.
So
yeah. Yes.
Captain Ron.
No, it's doable.
Captain Ron inspired it.
The Wi-Fi is really bad on a boat.
Yeah, it is. The Wi-Fi's horrible on
Damn,
a boat,
dude.
You just gotta pay extra.
Yeah, they look just like each other. It's crazy. Anyway.
Husband.
Yeah, he looks just like Barry. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Looks just like Barry.
That's what he looks like now.
It's insane.
He has all of them. He's got all of them. He does.
So you married a white guy, eh?
Yeah, I like him. I like him white.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that racist?
No.
That's
crazy racist. I'm pretty sure that everything from this side of the table has been very... But that's okay, because G loves racism.
No!
I find
racism, sexism, any-ism.
Anything that drives people apart.
I mean, right. Who knows who I'm related to right now?
That's right.
Yeah.
You
don't know.
There are people in the chat asking
how
they get
a shirt,
by the
way. You know the reason I don't trust white people, though?
Why?
Is because all their names sound made up. It's like Joe Smith. Is that your real... I don't think
that's
so.
That's my maiden name, Smith.
Really?
Yeah, no one believes me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a lie.
Every white person you meet, you're like, that name sounds
made
up.
They made it up to fit in.
Barry Worst, is that your...
Is that your real wish? It wasn't my real name. No, I love my name.
People are asking in the chat how they can get a Nerdwatch t-shirt, unless they mean Shay's coral top.
That's I'm sure that's the shirt they were asking about.
Can you specify, do you want the Kuliana shirt or the Nerdwatch shirt?
Which one are you looking at? But anyway,
are we auctioning off Shay's shirt sign? She'll take it off at the end.
She'll sign
any takers? In the comments? Come on, let us know.
Start bidding in the comments.
The show has never been this interesting.
Let us know. Yeah, these three ladies are wild.
Going
apparently.
Once.
Hostile
going
takeover. Twice. Hostile takeover.
Quality just like.
The total nerd in me wants to talk about like Shay's doing raids as an undead, you know, priest. That's what I want to talk about. Kind of sort of get.
Like
get,
I used to show up other mages that were like, I'm conserving. And I'm like, bullshit. Like that's people crazy. Would chart that. I'm amazing.
That's awesome. No, it's all right. You can talk about your wild card. That's pretty sick. Right? I like it. Yeah, they were looking for Nerdwatch shirts. I don't know if we have any extras. But
part of the cast,
I had two more,
but they're gone, right?
Michael,
I watched them today.
Starting bid, we're going to start it at $50.
Oh, $50? Wow. You can't want to touch.
Do you want
okay.
me to go higher? For my shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, 75. 75.
Oh, no. 75 is the
we'll get you
bid.
A new oh one.
It's so small.
We're having a telethon here on Nerdwatch.
Only 100. That shirt did not cost $75.
I just want to clarify that it's not us.
$800.
That's the shirt, not us.
So give to your Nerdwatch Patreon.
That's right.
Nerdwatch.
Should we do some karaoke? Like,
yeah,
money?
Lisa.
Yeah.
75.
Lisa
called
it a journal. She works at a bank, so.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even believe this.
What are we at now? We at 100 or
75.50.
Oh my god.
Lisa up to 56.
Oh.
Not 175.
Oh my gosh.
No, this is really
wrong direction, John. Wrong direction.
So, apparently if you want to see Shay's curl top in 3D, all you gotta do is donate in the chat, apparently. By the way, it's a great time. If you're just listening to the show, you guys can join us every Tuesday on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. And you can donate to the podcast at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch.
But we're not here every week, just as a disclaimer.
We could be, though, if you... Yeah.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Invited.
Yeah.
You know what?
We're available.
If you provide the whiskey, it.
Can I?
We'll bring the Oreos.
It's always been open. I love when you're here because it messes with G. Like,
no.
It's my favorite thing.
First of all, the fact of the matter is, what's missing from that door is the He-Man Woman Haters Club sign. It's always on that door. It's not here tonight. I'm very angry about that. Secondly, most importantly, there is something I do want to ask Shay. What's up with the tattoo on your arm?
Oh my god. This is Tina Belcher.
From, of course.
Oh yes. Butts.
Mm-hmm. And it says butts on the bottom.
You know,
in case you were wondering, Shay also has a nice one.
I like butts. Oh my god, a customer of mine said that's me. It was really awkward.
Wow.
Damon,
thank you, dude.
Damon Wong, who illustrated the Go for Broke graphic novel, is also now the assistant director on Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yes, he is.
And
that's right.
My
agree,
friends
Michael.
Were out in LA and they just went to a table reading of it.
Look, Rodney's on our page.
Wow, that is crazy.
Like on the same page as
awesome.
Oh
my
I was very
Tina
jelly.
Belcher is like my
spirit animal.
Yes.
Oh, yes. But.
She's amazing.
She is great.
I'm not the eldest child.
Are you really lame. Are you a fan of animation, I guess, then?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know some.
So is your favorite Bob's Burgers, or do you have a favorite?
You know, I skip around a lot. I go through phases.
Oh, okay.
Easy phases. Like, when I'm really into Family Guy, I'm not into anything else. When I'm into American Dad, I hate Family Guy. Yes. I don't know why. It's like it just switches over and I'm like, oh, Family Guy is so annoying.
Right.
And then Bob's Burgers is just awesome.
Oh,
like
wow.
Nobody knows kids that funny.
Right. That is true.
Yeah.
Is that Pania? Pania's funny.
Is she that funny?
I don't know what you think. She's hilarious. I'm her mom, but
today in the life of the Bernardis, we had Pania at our house she's still there. And I said, can you say please? And she said, no, I'm a robot. And then she proceeded to robot through my house for a solid 45 minutes. And I was like, that's,
no,
they
she
don't
went,
have feelings.
That's
yeah,
the
I get
Bernardi
it.
Way.
Yeah. That's a good out for manners.
Exactly.
So, yeah, got it.
So it looks like you're also an artist as well. Is that not correct?
No.
It looks like you are. Look at that.
She is an artist. She's an artist.
Very cool. I had no idea. So now that you're not, so here's the question, Chase. Since you're not part of the Hollywood elite anymore, as they say, are you working here? Are you doing anything here? Are there any shows that you're doing that people can come stop by?
Oh no! I'm taking a break from all of them.
Oh really? Yeah. Okay.
No, I work for myself.
You work for yourself now.
No, very smart. I don't. I just work at a shop. Fine.
Oh, it's fine. Okay.
Not so a comic shop.
No visitors.
No.
What was that?
She works high end retail. Oh. She's attempting to find a rich person to fund her next project.
Really?
I can see her at the
Eli Roth. Eli Roth.
You're in the wrong place.
So she's moving in the right direction.
Nice.
I freaked out. Yep. I totally freaked out. I recognized him, smaller than I thought he would be. He came over, bought something, left, and I yelled, whole store, even people who were with him, "Oh my God, that was Eli Roth!"
Now, what is it about him that hooked you? What?
He's amazing.
But it was the dream, I think.
No.
What?
It's the dream you had, like, the day before.
You had a dream about Eli Roth the day before?
Oh, great. So now she's psychic? What the hell?
Yeah.
She had a dream that they were best friends. It was totally G-rated.
Oh, so cute.
Nothing dirty.
He just,
and
like,
then he happened to show up very shortly thereafter, and then she panicked.
It was bizarre. Like, him and Quentin, you know, Tarantino and me and him, and we're just, like, crew.
Wow. You have a favorite Eli Roth movie?
Oh, I have a favorite that he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know that moment in Inglourious Basterds?
Yes.
And he was like hyping up, and he was like banging that baseball bat
yes.
on the wall.
Yes.
And he was coming out, and he was, you know, wife beater and the things with held his pants up, and then he
those are suspenders.
Then he hit the dude. He hit him. He was bare, you know. The bear Jew, and he beat that dude to death, and I was the only one in the theater who laughed hysterically.
Wow.
And then I thought that maybe I might be psychotic, but, you know, it was just funny. It was supposed to be funny, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It was like,
I was
like,
the people who laughed at that part.
Yeah.
It's like laughing at that curb stomping part in American History X. It's like that.
Yeah, we all laughed at that part.
Yeah,
that. That guy guaranteed swallowed some teeth.
Yeah.
See? What did I tell you? See? Apparently racism is funny, right? There it is.
It was
enough out of you, G.
It was good. I liked it.
Wow.
You're about to buy some stock in Starbucks,
right?
It
was good timing, wasn't it? Like, he built him up. We knew he was going to get his head bashed in. No music. He just did him in.
So you're a fan.
In a fun way.
You're a fan of Eli Roth, not necessarily his work.
Yeah, he's done good.
His bat work.
He's done fun things. It's cool.
Fun thing.
Bat work.
What?
Unbelievable. How he swings his stick.
No. Like, Cabin Fever made me scared to shave my legs for a really long time. It was just scary.
Yeah. It's cool that you had a real fan moment with him. That's really cool.
I mean, famous people visit here all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
I see Adam Sandler all the time here.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Sandler was the first choice for the Jew Bear, by the way.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Shut
he was.
Up.
Yeah, he was.
No,
and he couldn't do it because he was doing the James Earl Brooks movie.
That's
Spanglish.
Right, Spanglish.
But yeah,
that's right.
Tarantino went to Sandler first.
I'm glad he didn't.
It
it would have been different. That part, I would have been like,
eh. Because remember, Mike Myers is still in that film. Which
that's
is bizarre,
right.
And he's wonderful in it. But you know, who would have thought?
That's right. That's right.
Mike Myers is in Glorious Bastards.
Yes.
He's wonderful in it.
He's great in it.
I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like him either.
Maybe that's really why.
Cool. Yeah, it's fantastic. He's good in that film. All right. Well,
is he dressed like a cat in a hat?
No.
Yes, totally.
He plays the love guru.
He does.
Not racist at all.
Underrated Mike Myers movie, by the way.
What are you kidding me? Oh God.
Really?
It's worse than
even Mike Myers doesn't think that.
No, I don't think so. No. All right. So before we say aloha to you, Shay. Before we get out of here, before the time is up for the show, are you an avid movie watcher? This is the Nerd Watch, so
I like movies, and I try to see movies a lot.
Mm-hmm. And what have you seen lately that you have liked?
Oh no,
That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been rewatching a lot of things.
Like?
Like Supernatural.
That's like, isn't that like 30 seasons long?
Yes. Oh, 13. Yes. It's on its 13th season, and they're still so beautiful.
I've never watched an episode.
Wow. You ever throw in a movie that you worked on? You're like, oh, Man of Steel, look at that pop.
No,
yeah.
I can't even.
No.
I know exactly.
Did you work
happening.
On Man of Steel?
I did.
That's why I mentioned it.
Can I be. I was not overwhelmed by the 3D.
Me neither. Oh, wow.
Sorry.
It was one of my first films.
Just want to let you know.
I just
want to get it out
there.
Okay.
No, starting out. It was honest. You know what?
That wasn't that honest.
This was honest. The moment where that was one of my first. Returned. My first was Little Mermaid, but Man of Steel was close second.
Wow.
That and like one of the Smurfs. I don't know how many there are.
Too many. Let me tell you, too many.
Since I asked you for movies and you named me a television show,
that's the whiskey. Oh, I'm a TV watcher.
Okay, that's cool because I am too.
Legion.
So Legion. I've heard. I haven't watched Legion. I heard. Legion.
Oh,
you did watch,
my God!
I didn't
get to watch all of season one.
That's incredible.
I have not. I have not seen it yet.
What's the last movie you saw?
I don't remember.
What's the last Netflix you binged?
Not even Black Mirror, huh? Nothing.
Like Archer season 8.
Yeah, right.
Archer's getting a little.
That's right up
her
alley.
I can keep up with Archer right now.
Yeah. I would think so.
Still waiting to get ants.
Well, Erin, is this the last time we're going to see you?
Yeah.
Forever.
For a while. No, not forever. For a while. Assuming that, you know, I'm welcome back when I come back.
Of course you are.
Very short stint.
Well, I'm going to pull rank and say yes anytime you want to come back. As one of the co-creators of this podcast, yes, you're allowed to come back.
Dang
it. But I want you to read at least, like, 3 feminist novels before coming in. So you're just
I'm gonna actually
up on that.
Spend the entire summer reading anything that I think Greg would hate.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe a few Gloria Steinem books says going away presents for you.
There you go. Do that.
If you guys could, if somebody could get me Hillary's biography,
How I Wore the Pantsuit.
Yes. That's, you know.
Yeah. I think my favorite.
I was gonna wear it. Maybe I'll wear a pantsuit on my.
That would be incredible.
Appearance.
Yes.
Yeah. Do that.
Show up in a pantsuit. That would kill you.
I like that.
His face would melt.
You know what I? You know what I love about. The title of Hillary's book because the reason why
where's my emails dude?
No what happened and the
dude,
answer to your question is
emails?
On the front of that cover that's exactly
what's
what happened
on? I don't know.
That's the name of her book what happened anyway
what
but that's
happened?
My favorite yeah that's what happened anyway
sounds like a Trump voter's memoir
what happened?
Hey there you go
that's calm down we're making America great again
yeah
anyway
okay.
Are we?
Feels
I'm
great already
New Zealand are we I'm looking to the comments are we
right listen, to be quite honest, it's been an absolute joy to have you guys on the show. I really do appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. We certainly do appreciate you bringing her by, Erin, Shay, and
you're
both
welcome.
Mrs. Bernardi,
Thank you.
Who I'm going to start calling from now on Hot Bernardi. I think it's only appropriate.
Her human name's Nadia.
Yeah, that is her human name, for sure. Shay, you are more than welcome to come by since you're living here and geek out any time along with Nadia since Erin's leaving.
You're so disappointed.
Hey, the confetti cannons didn't go off.
Yeah, they didn't go off.
Fireworks outside in the parking lot.
Carl, you just show up. All you got to do is show up and walk
if
in.
If you want to be on the Nerdlings, just show up.
Yeah, that's all you
got
to do.
That's how Todd got on.
Right?
Yeah,
he never left.
That is how Todd got on.
I sent you a Facebook message.
It's actually
Nadia
Alicia's
asked,
fault.
Will you be friends with my husband? I would say Sean asked for me, but he's silent. So.
Oh my gosh,
Sean is silent.
Well, I tell you what. Before we do get out of here, and since Shay was the guest of honor on the show tonight, last but not least.
No, we have those off camera.
You seem excited about this.
Oh yeah, no.
She is a man, girl.
This appearance is brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Thank you. If you'd like to sponsor the females on the Nerd Watch, Tullamore Dew, please reach out.
That'd be fantastic. But before we do leave, are there any parting words that you have for the show? Because if not, I do have a question for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, seems serious.
It does. Well, it's not serious at all.
Well, they already know you're married, so it's fine. It can't get any awkward, more awkward than that.
No, it can't get more awkward than that.
For your long stint here, what would it take for you to get back into the Hollywood limelight?
It obviously
feels like, even though it is the rat race, you did love what you did.
It was just fun being good at something that other people struggled with.
Right. That's
preach.
Cool. That's cool.
Preach. In your face. In your face, yeah. Other people.
On that note, she's going to spend
the next couple weeks
with Todd Bernardi.
Oh, damn.
No.
So if Eli Roth comes into your boutique and like, my next movie's in 3D, I need you.
No, I'd cry, and then I'd run away. And then,
and then
she would be like, should I do this?
And then they track you down
I guess it would be a matter of payment and the fact that I could work remotely here.
Nice.
Because if, you know, even freelancing, if I could come up with so many projects and work from home, that would be great.
Right.
And if it was worth it and I didn't have to work so hard.
Ask Hot Bernardi over there. She does it at home.
Yeah,
she does. She works from home all the time.
We'll
she
can hook you up. I already got all these ideas.
You guys
going.
Can just be like at different desks on the other side of the room.
You know what you could do, Shay?
Drinking whiskey all day.
You can help Nadia letter the Kukui project for Todd.
In 3D. Lucrative. Kukui project in 3D.
Very lucrative.
She can hook you up with all of the Wi-Fi.
Definitely talk. You guys should definitely talk.
Oh, nine. Going on
issue,
10.
Issue 10 is going to be in 3D, brought to you by Shay Lair.
Issue 10 is going to be in 3D.
I could. Like a 3D animated comic. Yeah. Like, you know. You told something.
Oh my God,
is it scary?
Watch
out, Todd.
Is it exciting?
Watch out, Todd. The next Kazuma surfboards are going to be in 3D, brought to you by Shay
Lair. The next Kukui Prod is going to be the best issue ever. All right. So listen.
Kind of like this.
Yes, kind of like this. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen, if you can believe it.
Them.
They are loving them. So big round of applause for our guests, Shay,
usurped.
Nadia, and Aaron tonight.
Hi, guys.
Thank you guys so much. For joining us on the show.
Wave to the laptop, guys.
Wave to the laptop, yeah. So for Format, for Professor Barry, for Aaron, for Daddy Leaks, and of course for Aaron. Aaron, Nadia, and Shay. I am
Jumani.
And until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you guys,
aloha.